with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It was a warm, still morning, just after dawn, out on the Potomac River. Willie Dean was in a skiff, checking a large net near Point Lookout in far southern Maryland. The fisherman found he'd caught several cow-nose rays, butterfly-shaped creatures with wide-set eyes and long tails. That was the good news. He planned to sell the rays to a maritime museum for an educational display. But then, Willie saw something much, much bigger lurking beneath the rays in his net. It was a bull shark, a notoriously aggressive predator.
Well, he fought for a little bit, and then he just latched up, and we thought he was going to chew through the net, but he didn't.
After Willie wrestled the beast into his tiny boat and hauled it back to shore, he hoisted it on a crane and measured it at 8 feet long, 300 pounds. NBC News dubbed it Jaws in the Potomac and played up the danger. In fact, it is rare to find ocean sharks in freshwater Chesapeake Bay tributaries. But the irony is that bull sharks are in much more danger than the people who come in contact with them. Shark attacks on humans are very uncommon. Beachgoers are 38 times more likely to be struck by lightning. Meanwhile, sharks are being slaughtered by overfishing up and down the Atlantic coast. Bull shark populations have declined more than 99% since the 1970s, according to a report in the journal Science. Pete Peterson, an author of that report, is a professor of marine science at the University of North Carolina.
The cause in the decline of the bull as well as these other large sharks is simply increased human exploitation. What has happened in part is a tremendous economic growth in Asia, China, and other countries, where shark fin soup is particularly a delicacy and where people with more money have had the money to enjoy it and to push the price up and the demand for it worldwide.
This demand has led to a practice called shark finning. Fishermen catch sharks on long baited lines, cut off their fins, and then throw the sharks back overboard, mutilated and slowly dying.
And it's not a death that many of us who respect animals are happy about.
The plummeting numbers of these large sharks has triggered a population explosion among animals they feed upon, including cow-nose rays. Rays are now hyperabundant in the Chesapeake Bay.
We estimated that there are 40 million of these cow-nose rays now on the East Coast, and that number is some 10 to 20 times higher than it was in 1970.
This imbalance has triggered a domino effect among predators and prey. Too many rays means they are eating too much of their favorite foods, including oysters. This is a problem, because Chesapeake oysters are already severely depleted, in part because of over-harvesting. Maryland and Virginia have created oyster sanctuaries, and scientists have planted millions of baby oysters in these protected areas. But some of these restoration projects are visited by flocks of cow-nose rays that treat the sanctuaries as snack bars. As the oysters disappear, the rays instead gobble up soft-shell clams, and this in turn denies food for ducks, tundra swans, and other migratory birds. So when Willie Dean discovered the shark dancing with the rays in his net, he actually stumbled across something much bigger than Jaws in the Potomac. He witnessed the connection between all species in the Chesapeake Bay's chain of life. Cutting even one link from this chain can come back to bite us. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.